Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Diva. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Yeah. I can't get... Listen to that without getting a little groove on, man. It's Monday morning. Welcome to the show. Sparks is not here today, but Izzy is.
Hey.
Hi, Izzy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Mateo.
What up?
All right. So, did you guys watch the Oscars last night?
No.
Dude.
I didn't even know they were happening.
Yeah, I didn't either until I accidentally turned on it because something else on. And let me just say, like... People always say they hate Hollywood, you know? And usually I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, yeah. You're just, you know. I get it. If you watched the award show last night, dude, totally get it, dude. It's just the most pretentious, like, you know, douchebag. Let's celebrate how we do nothing for a living. Just idiot. It's so annoying.
That's why I don't watch it.
Oh, it's, yeah.
I don't even want to bring that into my life.
It's really bad, dude. It's like, first of all, they don't even have a host anymore. Because they got tired, these woke people got tired of, like, you know, the Ricky Gervaises of the world going up there and saying things they don't like.
Oh.
So they got rid of the host completely. They didn't just hire, like, a soft host. They just got rid of it completely.
Weird.
Yeah, there's no host. So the whole thing feels weird anyway already. Then you got, like, okay, if you win Best Actress, Best Actor, and you want to go up there and act like an idiot, okay, I get it, you know. Like, oh, thank you, I'm the most important person. But, like, some of these people, like, won awards that were, like, you know... Like, you lined up Zach Galifianakis' beard for a movie or whatever, and you're up there giving a 20-minute speech about, you know, it's just like, get off the stage,
dude.
Yeah,
no,
like,
I know.
No one knows who you are.
Yeah.
No one cares, you know? It's like, you're the key grip on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. No one cares. You know?
I feel bad for them, though, because obviously they put a lot of work into it.
Do
you know?
They?
I mean, you would think.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I guess the ones that are doing those kind of work are doing...
Yeah, but the then ones you got, behind the scenes.
Right. But then you got like Laura Dern, for instance, okay? I'm sure she's a nice lady, all right? She won an award and she goes up there and it's just like, you know, I just want to thank my mom. Because like, their parents were actors, you know?
Okay.
And it's like, I just carried on like they're, you know. You're pretending she was a...
she's Who in a, is she?
Laura Dern, she's an actress.
Oh, okay.
She was in a movie about someone else. You know what I mean? Like, you're telling someone else's story, and they're just like, here, do this life. You know what I mean? They're like, here, read this. You're like, okay. And it's like, I don't know. She's acting like she, you know, invented a cure for the coronavirus or something.
Right.
This is so annoying.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't get over it.
I know. That's why I don't watch it. They make so much money.
I know.
It's another frustrating thing.
Oh, and the questions, like, they have, you know, the red carpet.
Yeah.
They got Ryan Seacrest out there looking up at everybody from his little 5-foot position or whatever. And he's like, he doesn't even ask questions, though. You know what I mean? A guy walks up, he's like, you're wearing a hat. He's like, I am wearing a hat. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Ryan.
$1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. Here you go, right here. Here's a sequin jacket for no reason that would fit my nephew.
Yeah, he does comment on the clothes a lot, which is another thing I don't like.
But ask something.
It's all just so annoying.
Just be like, at least who or whose hat is that or whatever. Don't be like, you know, nice shoulder pads. Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know. The whole thing just threw me off, man. I couldn't take it. I was like, wow.
How long did you watch
Too long, because I was getting mad. You know what I mean? Like, I started watching it, and I was like, what is this crap? And then I kept going and going. And I'll tell you what, Eminem came out, which is weird. I don't know what he was doing at the Oscars. Yeah, it was weird. Eminem came out and did his song from 2002.
What?
Yeah. What's that song again? It's like, you know, your one shot or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Take your 8 Mile.
8 Mile, yeah.
Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. He did a great job, but he was like just out of nowhere.
How does that fit, though? I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
Some other lady won an award for, like, I don't know, best shoes or something, and she was like talking about Black Panther, which was like 2 years ago, the movie. I don't understand anything. Whatever. I don't care.
I don't even get involved.
I wish I didn't.
I can't do it.
Really frustrating. Are you ready for the feed?
I mean,
or do you want to wait?
I can be, or we can wait.
We can wait.
Yeah, let's
That's
wait.
Fine. All right, we're gonna play a song or two here,
okay?
And we'll come back after spots. Let's see, what do we got to give away today? Paper makes it sound real. I always see him do that. He's always like, All right, we got two tickets to Absinthe, which I actually heard was a great show. Is that the one you went to, Izzy?
Which one?
Absinthe?
Opium is what I went
okay.
to.
Okay. Well, I heard Absinthe is really good, too. We got two tickets to that. We also got a four-pack to go see some rugby, man. That sevens rugby.
Oh, yeah. That was fun last year.
It's really cool. Yeah, people dress up. They run around.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
We saw a butt last year.
That was the first time I met Izzy.
Yeah, that was.
Officially hung out.
Whose butt did you see?
It was a guy wearing a kilt, and he was in the bar tent, and our tent was set up right next to it. And I remember looking over, and he was messing with somebody and showing them his butt cheeks, and we made eye contact.
Really?
And I was like, I saw your butt!
What'd he say?
It was a nice butt. He laughed. He thought
Did you blow his bagpipes?
No.
I don't know why I said that.
What do you think I
have? I have no idea why I said that. I would have, but I don't know why I said that. Dude, I was down there one time. I think it was like motocross or something. I'm probably not supposed to be saying that. But there was like another tent, and I don't know whose tent it was, but it was like me and this other guy sitting there, right? I think it was Steven. I don't remember. Somebody... 100 and 100, okay? It was like 100,000 degrees outside. We had no water, anything. I was like, there's like a lady across from us. I see them like pulling these like you see the condensation on the bottles.
Yeah.
You know, they're pulling them out of the thing.
Nice and cold.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, can we get a water, please? Like, please, I'll go buy you another one like in a minute. Oh, we don't have any. I just saw you pull like four Powerades out of there. Yeah. Dude. I was like, so I kept making announcements. I was like, hey, everybody, we got tickets. And, there's no water at that tent. Don't go over there.
Oh, my God.
Store's closed.
Real mature, Greg.
And every time they opened a bottle, I was like, oh, yeah, that's not a Powerade or anything. I was like, so mad. I'm so glad they set up the PA.
Way to represent comp.
I know. That wasn't really me. I wasn't working for comp. I don't know what I was doing.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah. So, all right, we'll be back. We'll be back with Izzy's feed and some other stuff. We'll get into a tweak in later on, too.
Okay.
So. All right. There we go.
All right,
let's
bye.
All right. Let's do it.
The feed with Izzy.
Antarctica just registered its hottest temperature ever.
Really?
65 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whoa.
It was the same temperature as San Diego. Is that not terrifying?
That sounds bad.
Antarctica!
I know.
Like, I've never pictured Antarctica getting colder than, like, 10 degrees, if that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
65 degrees.
What was the previous record, does it say?
I think the previous record was 63,
well,
and that
probably
was
set
back
recently,
in 2015.
Though. Oh, okay, so it was recent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the day, does it say what it used to be, the higher or whatever?
No. Right. Just said the last one.
Yeah, man. I mean, doesn't seem good.
No, and apparently the temperatures keep going up by, like, 5 degrees. You know what I mean?
It's so crazy, man.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know. I don't know. I don't know whether or not we can do anything about it, but it doesn't sound good. I'll just put it that way.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I think I saw a video the other day of not a marine biologist, but somebody that works on, you know, like ocean stuff.
Sure.
And they were swimming in the water.
It's crazy.
In Antarctica.
Wow.
Like under the ice shelf or
now,
whatever.
This can't be good. Is Antarctica the one that has the penguins or is that the south?
In Antarctica, I'm
I think one
sure
of them only
penguins.
Has penguins. The other one doesn't. I don't know which one it is.
What's the south one?
South Antarctica.
South Pole.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know. I thought Antarctica had penguins. No.
I don't know. I know it's hurting the
bear. I know they have polar bears.
Well, they used to.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
Unfortunately.
They look really skinny. Yeah. I saw pictures.
I know. It's horrifying.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't have long left, so I don't really care. No, I'm just kidding.
Great.
It sucks. I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, and I guess the issue with all of this ice melting is that it's then going to rise the sea level, which
well, yeah, that's
has.
That's a lot of the problem, too.
It's like, holy crap.
I know. A lot
win.
Of these cities in New Orleans and in Florida and, you know, both the coasts or whatever are going to be seeing a lot of, even Manhattan. I mean, a couple more feet, Manhattan's going to have a lot of flooding, too. So.
Ugh, awful.
Yep.
Awful. Fix the planet. Airport workers in Fresno were fired after dancing in a video that went viral. The dancing was nothing bad. Like, it was just, they were just dancing on the job. They thought, oh, this will be fun. Let's make a video and post it online. And it ended up going viral. They made the video the last 30 minutes of their shifts. But the airport deemed it inappropriate and fired all of them.
What?
Yeah. And they're like, what the hell? People were literally saying, oh, let's go to the... You know, Fresno International Airport instead of any other because these people seem fun.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So they all got fired.
Wow.
And apparently they were all like under contract with a third party
yeah.
business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a temp agency
exactly,
or something?
Yeah, that got them the job at the airport, but...
Wow.
They said, nope, that was inappropriate. You shouldn't be making videos while you're on the job.
Damn, someone needs to get laid over there at the FAA or whoever has, whoever did this. Wow.
I'm telling you.
That sucks.
That sucks. Four people, dude.
For dancing at your job?
For dancing.
What was the big deal? I don't understand.
They just didn't think that they should have been doing that on the job.
Were they like freaking, like grinding or whatever?
No, not at all. It wasn't anything inappropriate. They were just having fun, you know, with their little cone wands and all that kind of stuff. But the corporation was like,
damn, man, that really sucks.
This does not meet our standards. This is inappropriate behavior. We want our, you know, employees to take their job seriously.
Hey, we had a rumor you guys were having a little bit of fun. on Wednesday, I heard a rumor that Allison smiled at 10:30 a.m.
Exactly.
Could someone please report back to me and tell me if this is true? Allison, smile on your own time, Allison.
Wow, what a ridiculous rule.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands of views, making Fresno actually look nice for once.
Yeah, I was going to say that probably actually helped them.
Yeah.
Like the Starbucks in Fresno is probably making $1 zillion right now. Yeah. Meanwhile, these people lost their jobs for no reason.
They lost their jobs.
Wow, that's trash.
Yeah, do not agree. Mm-mm. Did you see the German guy on Twitter who tried to fill in the map of the United States?
No.
Okay. So this is also going all over the place because he took an empty map. He basically got 90% of the states wrong, but he filled Ohio into like 8 different states. And like, I don't blame the guy. It was like really ambitious of him to even try this because he's never been to the United States.
Right.
So he's not like super familiar with it.
Yeah,
so
if I tried to do that with Germany, I'd be coloring into like France. I have no idea what I... Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. But even when I was looking at the map, I was like, wait, what is that? And what... What is that? Like when I look at it at a full map, I'm like, okay, this makes sense. But then when I look at an empty one, I'm lost.
See me without the borders?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it does not have the names on it or anything and I'm just looking at an empty map, I'm like, what the hell? Where is everything?
See, I can tell you the order. I just don't know exactly where their borders would be. Like I know it goes, just because I've done this route so many times, I know it goes like Kansas. It goes Colorado, Kansas.
Okay.
You know, Missouri, and then you go through a little bit of Illinois, then you go through Indiana, then you go through Ohio, then you go through Pennsylvania. Now, if you take the southern route, then you would go through, from here, you'd go through Flagstaff, Albuquerque, you'd go through Texas, all that stuff. So, I mean, I know where they are, but if I had to color them in, dude, they'd be all over the... You know what I mean?
It's hard.
And the shapes and all that stuff.
And then especially when you get up to the New England states.
Oh, yeah. The Northeast is ridiculous.
Midwest is hard enough, but...
the Northeast should just be called meh or whatever and just have that be by itself.
So many tiny states.
Like Rhode Island.
Yeah.
What is that?
I know.
It's like a place where you visit to go to a bar or something. It's not even like a, you know...
How many people live in Rhode Island?
I don't know. Like three of them.
Speaking of shapes, When he did Colorado, he just put square.
That's not that far off.
Yeah, he's a square.
Yeah, exactly. What? 1 million people live in Rhode Island?
Wow.
No way.
I didn't know that.
Back in 2018.
How does it not sink?
That's insane.
I don't know, man. The only thing I know about Rhode Island is that movie, Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
Is that where it took place?
Yeah, he's like a cop in Rhode Island.
Really?
And he goes nuts, yeah.
Wow.
He could blow his nose and wipe it at the same time.
Their D's are as big as these sausages. That's a great movie.
I think I'm going to try. Will you do the map with me?
Yeah, I'll
do
it.
Do the map.
All right, we'll put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll do that and see if we can... Let's see who can win. You're going to win.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I know where they are.
I'm good at guessing.
But the shapes, I have no idea.
Okay.
Well, some of them I do. I don't know.
I think you're going to win.
I don't know. We'll see. I always think I'm going to win. And I don't know.
What's up? It's John
Leguizamo,
and you're listening to BS in the Morning. What's up?
All right. Well, it's Monday. It's 6:05. Yes, Izzy is already moaning.
It's early.
We've actually been filling out these blank maps of the United States, so we'll talk about that a little bit later, but Izzy and I are going to compete to see who can fill out all the states. On the map of the United States there.
It's hard.
I know. But for now, it is Monday, and we know what that means. 6 and 8 o'clock, we do the drunk line.
BS Drunk Line.
Well, I was just listening to bullshit in the morning, and I think there's a new test, Greyhound, where if my pants are soiled, we'll just have busy dogs. If they bite it, man, they're bad. But if they don't bite it, I think I can last a couple more days rock climbing.
To play the next match.
Oh, my God.
All right, well. A new method. If you don't know what he's talking about, Jeff, Hobo Jeff told us that he actually pinches the back of his jeans and then smells it to say when he needs to clean his pants. So that's what he's.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
To play the next message, press 1.
Justice for Greg. Justice. Justice for Greg. Sparks, you're a little wiener.
To play the next.
Pretty accurate there. I don't think. Really need to go into that any further.
Press 1.
Oh, Spoxy. Oh, it's funny how the universe works. First, you cheat to make Greg spin the wheel of punishment. And then, a mere 1 week later, we find out you've given permission for Greg to bang your mom. Oh, that karma. She is a bitch, isn't she? Toodaloo, bitches.
To play.
Jeez.
That was the longest laugh he's done so far.
How does he? I can't even breathe right now in between words.
Waiting for it to end.
Like a 30-minute laugh. I don't know how he did that. By the way, I just want to say, Fifth Man, thank you. It's been 100% response. That's obvious that Sparks cheated.
Oh,
the justice for Greg.
100%.
The only one that doesn't believe it is Izzy, and she was there and saw the evidence. It's ridiculous, but whatever.
It wasn't really evidence.
Oh, okay. I just played one, too, the other day when we were doing the other thing, too. Joke.
The next message. Press 1.
So, it's the first time I've called in, but I figure I'll listen to you guys. I'm drunk. I'm making a phone call on a drunk line, so. Anyways, I'm eating a sandwich, and I was sitting here contemplating that there's a lot of angst going on the show. You know, a lot of angst between Greg and Sparks. By the way, I'm eating a delicious sandwich. I've got an idea to how to quash all of this. You know what? Sparks admits Greg kicked the door jam. Greg admits Sparks won that gay grinder
to play.
Never.
Interesting.
First of all, I did kick the door, man. It's on video. Second of all, he did cheat, and it's on audio. So I mean, these things are both easily provable. You can go find them whenever you want. Cop.com, PS in the morning, Instagram, whatever. It's all there.
The next
very easy
message. Press 1.
Hey, Sparkles. Step away from the donkey and wipe that smile off your face, you f***ing scallywag.
It's just the moonshine man over here f***ing doing his thing. Enjoying that shine, you f***ing suckers. I'll tell you what, though. Sure is f***ing beautiful outside. Sun is out and it's f***ing making me feel good.
BS Drunk Line.
Thanks, Moonshine, for calling from a box, whatever that was.
Yeah, it was bad.
He's like, I'm outside. He's like,
it's beautiful outside. I want to hear Moonshine. What's Sparks? I'm a donkey.
Like, what?
I didn't get the donkey part of
that. I didn't understand. I think he was saying Sparks enjoys doing things with donkeys, and then he has a smile.
Oh.
You know, he's like smiling. Step away from the donkey, Sparks.
Okay, that would make the most sense.
Yeah. I don't really understand it still, though. Okay. So there's the drunk line. We're still working on these pieces of paper. It doesn't exist unless I do this.
Yeah, I know.
So Izzy and I are going to do this probably at 7 o'clock hour. We've got all the states empty here with all the borders for each state. And we're going to fill them out. Izzy's already cheating. That's all right. We'll talk about that later.
No, I just have filled. Whatever.
And we'll be back with the feed in a little bit here. What do you think, Izzy?
Yeah.
There we go.
The Feed with Izzy.
fake online stores are selling face masks to make people feel safer during the coronavirus outbreak. However, some of the stores, the masks are low quality. They won't even work. Or the store was just set up to steal your credit card information and other personal information.
Well, I mean, maybe check and see where you're buying something from, I guess. I don't know.
Right. You know? But the scary thing is, like, in a lot of physical stores, especially in China, they've run out.
Yeah.
So people feel like, oh, well, then I'll go online and try to find some. But then all these scam businesses are popping up just trying to steal all of your information. And it's like...
Isn't it just like a paper towel? I mean, what is... It's like when you go to a bathroom, an industrial bathroom, and you pull like a paper towel out, and it's like those weird, like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. That weird fabric.
Yeah, it's almost like a ceiling tile piece or something. Like, I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, how could you mess that up?
Right.
I don't know.
But you don't know what you're buying because it's online.
Yeah, I guess.
You think you're buying one thing, and either it's not going to show up or it does, and it doesn't even work.
Yeah.
And now they have all your information.
Just duct tape your face.
Well, what a lot of people, like doctors and stuff, are saying is that it's not really necessary to wear the mask. But if it makes you feel better, go ahead and do it.
I don't understand how it does anything anyway.
I don't...
If you're breathing in air, then the other stuff can get through too.
Right, exactly.
Like, bacteria is not like a piece of like wood.
Right,
you know?
That's going to get stuck up in front of the mask.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand that. All you do is coughing in your own mouth.
Right.
Probably gave yourself the coronavirus from your stupid mask.
Yeah.
Your industrial Shea Stadium paper towel mask.
Well, there you go. Don't buy any masks, apparently.
Don't go online ever again.
No. Terrible place.
I don't know.
The UK plans to ban any gas, diesel, or hybrid cars by the year 2035 to help fight climate change. So it looks like they just want to have electric cars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the future, right?
Yeah. I think if they can be super over-prepared for it, like if they can have as many charging stations as they do gas stations...
Well, you would think, I mean, if it's going to be trucking and stuff like that, they're going to have to make their own infrastructure ahead of time to get it right.
Exactly.
And I know I mentioned this before, but they have these, I mean, this is probably, you know, some time off, but they got these roads where if you drive on them, it charges the car.
I've heard about those things.
That looks pretty cool. So who knows, man?
Futuristic.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff, like, think about it this way. Not even, I don't know, 15 years ago, there was no iPhone, you know, or MySpace or any of that stuff. Facebook. So 15 years down the road from now, just imagine, like, I mean, this stuff's going to happen pretty fast.
Yeah, I agree.
So I think maybe, well, I don't have kids. I know you don't want any. So maybe by the time, you know, Sparks kids or teenagers or something, that they'll have these, you know, this stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. But imagine what they're going to be doing at these charging stations, too, since they take such a long time to charge.
You're right.
And already at gas stations, they have, like, the automatic TVs that turn on.
Slot machines are ours. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine. Oh, yeah.
They're going to have strip clubs charging stations. That's what's going to happen.
For real, dude. They're going to profit off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
It'll be like, cheetahs, your car will go fast or whatever. It's going to be, like, all over the place.
Yeah, they're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
But they better make those things as big as they possibly can. Because a lot of people are going to need to charging at once. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because it takes such a long time. It's like, not come just link a quick your car out.
We put the link in pink or whatever. Charge your car.
Awful.
Tip and drive off.
Ew.
Just the tip.
Ew.
Sorry.
All right. Did you see that Jeep is releasing an electric bike that has tires that allow it to go off-roading?
No, that's cool though.
It'll be able to go 40 miles in a single charge.
That's not bad.
It's got extra traction, hydraulic brakes.
Wow.
So it's basically like a...
Like a dirt bike, electric dirt bike.
Like an ATB.
Wow, look at you.
You know?
All-terrain
bike.
Vehicle.
Yeah. This looks cool, though. It's going to be expensive as hell.
I was going to ask, does it have a price?
No, not that it's showing yet. It is going to be incredibly... It's probably, I'm going to guess... Anywhere between $6,000 and $12,000.
Wow.
I know it's a big gap, but that's going to be my guess.
I don't know, man. Vegas is one of those places that, like, if you have one of those, though, it's way worth it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you could literally drive. You wouldn't even need a car, man, if you wanted to go out to some of these places and ride an ATV. You could just drive down the side of some of these dirt roads and then go up the hill on your, you know? So, I think they'll probably sell a lot of those here. I don't know if I could, you know. I can't justify, like, even if you had money, could you justify paying $10,000 for a motorcycle or something? Like, I don't know. I couldn't either.
No.
But Who knows?
Maybe if I was a billionaire and be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, if I was
have
a billionaire.
A little toy.
Yeah, totally. If I was a billionaire, I would just buy, you know, the whole area that I was going to drive in and everything.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, that's I'd have like, strategy. You know how people buy their own islands? I'd buy my own, like, desert. Right?
Sure.
There'd be a toll booth.
Sounds really depressing.
Hopefully people, it'll be like the honor system because it's the desert, so hopefully you go through my toll booth.
Like gum on a shoe? Hang with us. We love you. It's BS in the morning.
That one's always gets me.
You're welcome.
That's so funny.
Got this job for a reason.
Yeah.
Clearly great at writing.
Finally
things.
Figured it out.
It's tweakin' time. Here's your 140 or less.
All right, Izzy, you want to go with yours first?
Oh, sure. Okay.
We do this every Monday, by the way. I don't know if I told you. Not you. I'm saying the people listening. If there's somebody listening, hopefully. All right, go ahead.
Friday, went to the gym after work. Oh, we had first Friday lunch. That's right.
We did have first Friday lunch.
So, yeah, we had first Friday lunch, which was cool, and I won.
It was Mediterranean Indian food.
Yes.
It's really good. It was just Indian food, though.
Oh, my God.
They're like, we had Mediterranean today. I'm like, okay, then we get there. It's Indian food.
Well, there was baba ganoush, which is Mediterranean.
It's Indian food. That's what we ate. That's good.
I thought there was one other thing that was also Mediterranean, but I can't remember. But yeah, there was. It was like a weird mix. Yeah, but it was delicious.
Yeah, it was great.
Ton of vegetarian.
It was great
stuff,
Indian food. I'm just saying awesome. It was Indian food.
So did that. I won gift certificates to Chicago Brewing Company.
Oh, that's right. You did win.
Yeah. And a DVD for the Vegas Golden Knights, which was cool.
Wow.
So, yeah. Then I went home. I don't really remember what else I did that day. So, Saturday was a big day. I went out to the HyperX Esports Arena at the Luxor.
Oh, wow.
On the Strip.
What is that? Where they play the games?
Yeah. So, they do, like, daily tournaments. And on Saturday nights, they do Mario Kart.
Nice.
And I haven't played Mario Kart since Nintendo 64.
Excuses.
And I've never played Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch, the controller's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Like on an Xbox controller, the bottom is A, and then there's B to the right, Y at the top, X to the left.
I would never use that children's toy, so I don't know.
The Nintendo Switch one, the A is to the right, the B is on the bottom.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's
I would
like,
never use that.
What the hell?
I don't know. You have to be 4 years old to understand Nintendo.
Yeah, like that's what we were playing on. I knew I was going to suck anyway because Mario Kart has changed so much since I played it. Dude, the graphics were insane. You could do tricks. I was like,
can I just say, by the way, because I know everybody loves it, Mario Kart sucks.
Continue on.
Thank you.
I prefer Mario Kart over Super Smash Bros.
Okay. I don't want to play either one of those games. Why would you want to play either one of those? I don't understand. I get it. If you're just going to go somewhere and you're going to play it. People have it at their house. I'm at a party.
Yeah, that's
like,
fair.
Hey, can I throw mushrooms at you, bro? Like, no. I just want to chill. You have Madden or anything cool? You know what I mean? Like. Anyway, sorry.
That was it. I would say the age range was anywhere between 8 and 32.
Yeah,
the people that were playing at the tournament.
That's pretty cool.
But I swear, dude, these people were so good.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
So the first game, there were four games in the qualifying round. I did not make it past the qualifying round. The first game, I was in 12th place. Which
now,
is
this is all Mario Kart. That's
last.
It.
Yes. Okay. All Mario Kart. Uh-huh. Second game, 12th place. Third game, I'm finally starting to get my bearings, 11th place.
How many places are there?
12.
Oh.
Fourth game, which is the last game in the qualifying round.
Yeah.
10th place. But hey, that means I was getting better.
Yeah. You were.
As
you
each
were.
Game went on, I was learning. So technically, if there were like 10 more games, I would have been in first place.
That's right. There you go.
But,
that's how I would have thought it. You know, damn well, I would have said the same thing.
Right?
So.
But they had a full bar there. So I had a couple drinks. Great
full
food.
Full bar, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Food from the public house, which was really good.
Wow.
So yeah, the place was
so the
super
only,
awesome.
Was the only game, though, Mario Kart?
Yeah, just on Saturdays they do Mario Kart. I'm pretty sure Sundays they do Rainbow Six Siege.
That's pretty cool.
They do Fortnite on Friday nights. Like, there's a different game for every night, but there's cash prizes. Like, unreal. So that was so much fun. Really cool. I got home, I don't know, probably around like 11 or so at night.
Yeah.
Ate some pizza.
Nice.
Watched a Ted Bundy documentary and went
to
bed.
Which one was that one? The one that we already saw? Or?
No, it was Falling in Love with Ted Bundy. It was from the perspective of his girlfriend. The chick with the kid that he was dating. And
right.
It was crazy.
She was actually decent looking, too. She wasn't bad looking.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, so it was crazy. And then Sunday. So yesterday, I tried to cook dinner.
Uh-oh.
And this
for
is
yourself and for your shirtless climber.
This is the first time I was cooking for my boyfriend. And this is the thing. This is why I don't cook for people. Because my standards for my cooking are incredibly low, right?
Like right.
If my food is cold, I'm still going to eat it. It's like, whatever, it's my food. Mm-hmm. It's all going to end up in my stomach anyways.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't turn out great, that's fine. I'm not picky. But when I'm cooking for somebody else, because my entire life I've pretty much always dated like cooks.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was very, how do I put this? Let's just say he wasn't very nice with how I would cook things. So like I would cook something for him to be
very
nice.
Very critical of your cooking.
Incredibly critical.
I see.
And then I'd give it to him and he would tell me all the things that were wrong with it. So like after that, wow. I was like, okay, well, it's then like I'm going to stop cooking for you because you're an a-hole and this isn't fun anymore. And I was just trying to be nice and like, fine, whatever. Like, sorry, I'm not a professional chef.
Right.
So I tried cooking yesterday and I found this like scallop pasta, right? Where it's like, you know, sun-dried tomatoes and cream and like it's like this nice little red cream sauce with like some red pepper flakes in it. And I was like, this sounds delicious. And we usually make scallops a lot. So I was like, well, let's try to make this pasta. He's like, yeah, it looks great. So we went to the store, we got everything, went home. I don't know what I did wrong, but instead of turning into a cream sauce, my sauce literally turned into like curdled cheese.
Wow. You didn't put enough water in it.
I put plenty of the pasta. I put
Were you
everything
supposed to cover it?
Said.
And it was like simmering out or whatever?
Did not say to cover it. It said to bring the olive oil, the milk, and the cheese. No. Bring the olive oil and the milk to a boil.
Yeah.
And then simmer it down and put the cheese in it. Which is what I did.
Yeah.
And then it's supposed to be simmering. And then it says if it's too thick, add more of the half and half.
Right.
So I did because it was really thick. But then it was too hot and it curdled.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there freaking out. Meanwhile, I overboiled the pasta.
Oh, nice.
And my scallops are not turning out the way I want. And he's in the other room playing Cuphead. And I'm like,
what's Cuphead?
Cuphead is the most stressful game on the planet. Do not recommend unless you are very high and don't care that you're losing so much. It is ridiculous. So he's playing Cuphead and I look over at him and I'm like, I am going to throw all this crap outside. I have destroyed dinner. So he comes over because he's, you know, in the culinary program. He comes over. He's like, well, okay, let's try to figure out how can you fix this? How can you make the sauce more creamy? And I was like, I don't think we can. We're throwing sour cream in it, doing all this crap, trying to make it more pasta, water, all that kind of stuff. Turned out chunky. It was like sun-dried tomato paste on noodles with rubbery scallops.
That sounds great. So, did he leave you or what?
Shockingly, no.
No? What'd you guys do the rest? Would you order food?
No, we ate it. And he was like, it's really good. It's actually turned out really good. And I was like,
oh, man.
You had like 5 bites. He's like, well, that's because I ate a bunch of fruit beforehand.
That's his way of telling you, man, I like having sex with you a lot.
It's tweekin' time. Here's your 140 or less.
I just went right into it this time. Weekend.
What'd you do this weekend?
My Friday, I went to the wonderful First Friday and I had Indian food that they called Mediterranean. And then I went home and relaxed, played some Madden. Actually got into a little groove on there, man. I was whooping ass.
That's good.
I know.
That
had like, I think I had like, I went like 12-2 or something like that in a bunch of games in a row.
Damn.
I know. I lost one game 6-3. I was really mad about that, but whatever. What are you going to do? Can't win them all. Unless you're like me. Rest of the weekend, I kind of just hung out, man. A buddy of mine wanted me to go to this place. Have you heard of these? I guess it's like on a, I think Mateo said you heard of this too, right? It's like a place out on an Indian reservation or something you can go to. And
yeah, I believe it's called like Nuwu or something.
It's like a place you can smoke weed.
Okay.
And like just hang out, like a cafe.
Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't go though. I don't know. I don't like weed culture, man.
What do you consider weed culture?
Anybody with a man bun or, you know, it's people just hanging out and they're like, dude, like. Weed cured my syphilis, bro. You know, like, no, it didn't. Like, shut up, dude. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just, the people bother me, man. The whole thing just bothers me. Like, I understand weed is great. You know, weed's cool and everything. I'm not saying if you smoke weed, it's bad. But, like, just when you hang out with those people, I don't want to be around them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. The government's lying, man. Weed cures everything. It's like a superfood. And, like, you know, shut up, dude.
The only thing I never liked about, you know how there's like a difference between like weed smokers and like stoners and like enthusiasts?
I guess,
And the thing that always bothered me, because I've dated, I mean, anybody I've ever dated has heavily smoked weed.
That's
whether
weird.
It's somebody I've dated or it's been their friends, but it, you know, I am a total noob when it comes to weed. Like, I don't smoke it all the time. I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Well, you're very sensitive to it, right?
Yes, yeah. And this is what I always tell people.
Too,
I get super anxiety. It is the worst feeling in the world. I'm sitting there. I'm quiet,
right?
Which I'm a very social person. I sit there. I'm like second guessing everything I did 20 years ago.
Me too. Why did I say that to my dad in 1979?
Yeah.
I was two.
And like, people, this is what everybody has always said to me. Well, you just haven't smoked the right strain. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, that's just dumb. That's what I'm saying.
I have tried so many different strains.
No, they're dumb,
dude. It just affects people.
People don't understand. Here's the thing about people. When you're really dumb, you can't understand seeing it from anybody. Like, just because it doesn't happen to you.
Right.
Like, 17% of people that try heroin get addicted to heroin.
Yeah.
You're telling me it's not addictive because you didn't get it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's really stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I took a Vicodin once, didn't do nothing to me.
Absolutely.
Like, you're so smart, bro. You got it all figured out. Your body's so much better than everyone else's body, dude. You're so cool.
It's insane to me how some people cannot function without weed.
Oh, that
because
too.
I am the exact opposite.
No, that's the other
thing. The
second
thing. I smoke, I am out of commission.
I know.
I need to go lay down and be in a dark room and not hang out with people.
And I think weed's great, so I'm not sitting here trying to crap on weed. But like
Absolutely
these people, if you smoke weed and you go like, you know, put together an entertainment center right after or something, it's not working.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Oh, I function perfectly. Dude, I drive better when I'm high. Well, then you're not smoking weed, bro. I don't know what to tell you. You know? Get your money back. Because no way you drive better when you're high, dude. Like, it's just so stupid.
Terrible experience. Yeah, I get you.
I don't know. It bothered me. So anyways, I didn't go.
That's why you didn't go.
I hung out at my house and went to sleep, I think I did. You know what I do, too? Is like, I'm like, all right, I'll go to bed at like 4.
A.M.?
No, p.m.
Oh.
I'll go to bed at 4 p.m. for like a nap, and then I'll wake up, and then, you know what I mean? That way I won't be so tired.
That's late for a nap.
Dude, I wake up at like midnight, and I'm like, okay, night's over.
Right.
Well, I guess I'll go back to bed again.
Exactly.
You know, it's so stupid. So then Sunday.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So Sunday I hung out and watched, you know, just watched TV, whatever. Took the dog. Actually, I did take the dog for a walk.
That's good.
Yeah, that was cool. And then I watched the, talked about this a little bit this morning, but if you missed it, I watched the Grammys.
Yeah.
Which is the worst thing ever.
Or Oscars.
Oscars, I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
They're all the same.
Stupid. Oh my God, these people, man. I understand. When you watch the red carpet, it's like, I get why people hate Hollywood, man. I really get it.
Yeah.
You know? The red carpet is so annoying.
It's so fake.
You know, people are dressed in these ridiculous things. This one girl's like, I have every female director who wasn't nominated on my cape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What?
They're all making statements.
I just don't understand. There's 4 people. The category has 4 people in it. So one person has to be in a wheelchair. The other person has to be from Guatemala. The other person has to be, you know what I mean? It's like, there's 4 people in a category.
It's like I'm wearing one shoe.
Yeah, just pick, shoes. Yeah, exactly. Just pick the best one. Who cares? Like, I mean, I don't know. The whole thing's nonsense. So one guy's complaining about cows. Did you hear that?
During the Oscars?
During the Oscars speech. He's talking about cows. Milk's not real or whatever. Like,
what?
Okay. Yeah, bro.
Oh,
I mean, seriously, dude.
I
know. So anywho, I watched that and then I went to bed and I came to work and really...
Want to go back to bed, huh?
I'm really excited about it. And
you're really selling it.
I am. All right. Well, we still have this thing here.
Yeah.
Where we're, what are we doing again?
Our 50 States challenge.
That's right. We have
the
a map.
Dude from Germany sucked. And we probably suck too when we live here. So that's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, my spelling's amazing on these too. So yeah, you'll see Izzy and I, we'll talk about it here in a little bit, but Izzy and I filled out a blank map of the United States trying to get as many states as we can right. Izzy did it while looking at a list of states.
Yeah, a list of the names. We didn't say that was illegal. I didn't look at what they were.
You would think it would. All right,
I just couldn't remember what all.
Yeah,
the
me
names
neither.
Were.
That was the whole point of the thing. I was looking at a list of names.
No, I don't think that was the point. The point was to see how many states we could get correctly.
So many.
Not if we'd remember them.
What if you forgot? All right, whatever.
He is the king of technicalities.
All right, we'll be back with Izzy's cheating.
You don't like it? Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
It's right. It's Monday. We do the same thing at 6 and 8 every single time. It's called The Drunk Line.
BS Drunk Line.
Well, I was just listening to bull in the morning, and I think there's a new test, Greg, where if my pants are soiled, we'll just have easy dogs. If they bite it, and they bad. But if they don't bite it, I think I can last a couple more days rock climbing.
What do you want to call that one? By the way, Izzy's dogs have already been to the hospital twice in the last year. We don't need any more of those episodes. Eating pants.
Why would you remind? No, that wasn't. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying if they ate hobo's pants, ow. Never see your dog again.
I like what you said earlier. The new method.
Oh yeah, that's great, Mateo. Thanks. I'm glad I turned your mic on for this. Like,
I don't know. Poopy pants. It's the dumbest thing I've ever come up with in my life.
Poopy pants. There we go.
Great. Glad it's stuck.
Sorry.
Damn it.
To play the next message, press 1.
Justice for Greg. Justice. Justice for Greg. Sparks, you're a little wiener.
To play.
Oh, man, so many good possibilities.
Justice for Greg, right? It has to be, I mean. No?
Or Sparks is a little wiener.
But he said Justice for Greg 3 times, and it's accurate.
All right, so. Fine. Whatever.
The next message. Press 1.
Oh, Sparksy. Oh, it's funny how the universe works. First, you cheat to make Greg spin the wheel of punishment. And then, a mere 1 week later, we find out you've given permission for Greg to bang your mom. Oh, that karma. She is a bitch, isn't she? Toodaloo, bitches.
To play the next...
Okay, first of all, the lung capacity on Joker over there.
Yeah, and he smokes cigarettes.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Dude.
Like he chokes me.
Yeah, Batman. That is crazy. What do you want to call that one?
Joker versus Sparks. I'm tired today, Greg. You come up with some stupid ideas.
I know, it's just funny.
I'm tired.
Reverse Sparks. All right.
Stop.
What? It's funny.
He hates him.
He does hate him.
To play the next message, press 1.
So, it's the first time I've called in, but I figure I'll listen to you guys. I'm drunk. I'm making a phone call on a drunk line, so... Anyways, I'm eating a sandwich, and I was sitting here contemplating that there's a lot of angst going on the show. You know, a lot of angst between Greg and Sparks. By the way, I'm eating a delicious sandwich. I've got an idea to how to quash all of this. You know what? Sparks admits Greg kicked the door jam. Greg admits Sparks. One, that gay grinder.
To play the next.
I like the way he puts that.
Yeah, right. How about
BS in the angst?
I'll never say that because Sparks cheated. How's that? Is that one?
Sure.
No. No, you can make it out. What, BS angst?
I was saying BS in the angst.
BS in the angst.
It's just dumber when I say it out loud. Just don't let me come up with any more.
Yeah, you have to name the next one, too.
I don't want to.
They're all named by Izzy.
I don't want Shut up.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, Sparkles. Step away from the donkey and wipe that smile off your face, you f***ing scallywag.
It's just the moonshine man over here f***ing doing his thing. Enjoying that shine, you f***ing suckers. I'll tell you what, though. Sure is f***ing beautiful outside. The sun is out and it's f***ing making me feel good.
BS Drunk Line.
Moonshine feels good.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. That's easy. Moonshine feels good. All right. So we got, first of all, 876-3692. Please stick to the votes because it's going to go over. Don't like, you know, order number 3 or whatever nonsense, okay? Stick to the votes. I have a paper here. It says, always have to do the Sparks paper shake. All right, it says Poopy Pants, Justice for Greg, Joker versus Sparks, BS and the Angst, and Moonshine Feels Good.
All right,
those are your options. 876-3692. Let's go to the phones. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hello? Hello?
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hello?
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 What's going on? BS in the morning, hello?
Moonshine feels good.
All right, at least we got one. All right, there's another person. BS in the morning, what's your vote? What the hell? BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hello?
Justice from Greg.
Jeez, thank you very much. Appreciate it. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
It's so weird, dude.
What is going on? BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Hello?
What?
I'm going to break something.
BS in the morning, what's your vote? I think I did. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? BS in the morning, what's your vote? Turn the radio down.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Moonshine feels good.
Thank
Me,
you.
Moonshine. There we go. Jeez. PS in the morning. What's your vote? PS in the morning. PS in the morning. What's your vote? I heard you talking.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh,
dude,
now I got to dump
on.
You. What a bum. Don't ever call here again. PS in the morning. What's your
Moonshine.
Vote?
Did he vote for himself twice?
I don't care. Please vote for him again. BS in the morning. What's your vote? Hello? BS in the morning. What's your vote?
It's your phone, Moonshine.
It's not my phone, and thank you very much. Goodbye now. Jesus. Thank you, people.
Hi, this is Steven Wright, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. That's it.
All right, Izzy and I have been working diligently on these, filling out these empty maps. Where did you see this again, Izzy?
Dude in Germany posted on Twitter. He tried to fill in the 50 states. He's never been here, so he was just guessing.
Oh, I see.
He put Ohio in like 8 different spots.
Right. Did he get pretty close on any of them, though, or no?
Yeah. He got Texas. He got California. You know, like the big ones
that are
obvious.
Dude, I would never get anything in Europe, man, ever. Yeah. There's no way. I would have no idea. So that's pretty good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
So we've got these papers here, and they're outlined, but they have no states in them. So we've been doing them. You want to trade papers and see if we can tell which one got some of these wrong? Now, Izzy's going to put them up on Instagram, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm working on that now.
All right. Be at BS in the Morning on Instagram. You can see and you can tell for yourself. Now, mine, you know, like for instance, I know how to spell Mississippi, M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, but if I'm writing too long, I just stop. So I was like, M-I-S, and I just put P-I or something like that. So you know what it is.
Tired.
Yeah, I just, if you know what it is, you know what it is. I don't really care, you know.
All right.
So let's see here. I'm looking at yours.
Interesting. You put Seattle for Washington.
Oh. I'll just leave it. That's
so
fine.
So is that incorrect?
I guess that's incorrect. Yeah. I whatever. Okay. Yeah. So there you go. We got Washington, Oregon. Man, you got a lot of these right.
Nevada, Idaho, Utah.
Yeah, you got Arizona right. Arizona, you got Colorado Wyoming. Right. Nebraska.
I think you swapped Wyoming and Montana.
You swapped Kansas and Nebraska.
Did I?
Yes, for sure.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got the Dakotas right.
You got, man, how'd you get up, man? You were looking at a list, bro.
I was just looking at the list of the names. I wasn't looking at a map.
Yeah, but you had, whatever. You knew which ones you were missing.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I didn't tell you couldn't.
I know, but whatever. All right, we got Missouri, you got right. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan. I think you got right.
You put Iowa for Wisconsin.
Is Wisconsin for Iowa? Wisconsin's up here?
Yeah.
All right, so you got that one right.
Yeah, but I'm from the Midwest, so I know those.
Yeah.
Kentucky and Tennessee always screw me up, though.
No, you got them right.
Hey, what about Alabama comes first, then Mississippi, then Georgia?
I don't know. I know Georgia for a fact is the one on top of Florida right there.
And yeah.
And then South Carolina above it. North Carolina, you got right. I think Mississippi is to the left, but I could be wrong.
Let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick because I always get that one confused.
Or to the right, I mean, on top of Florida. But all I don't know. Right. I could
be. It shows that it goes Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia.
Okay. So you got that right. I got that wrong. Damn, dude. How'd you get these right?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Once you get up to the East Coast.
You got those right too, though, most of them.
I know.
Wow, New York,
nothing.
You got wrong. Well, no, New York, you got right. You got most of those right.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Delaware. Oh, I think I put Massachusetts for Delaware.
Yeah. I got all of them. Damn, man. You got way better than I thought. How?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I'm honestly very surprised. You can even see I crossed a lot out, though. I put Colorado in the wrong one, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe that isn't where Colorado is, so I put it on the
other one. Oh, so yeah, you had New Jersey as Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I see that.
Yeah, so I did have some serious mess-ups.
All right. Yeah, still.
I almost put New Mexico
as Utah. I see that for
Utah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was so lost.
Which makes sense.
And then I was
right
like, wait, no, New Mexico looks like Bart Simpson. And then I, you know.
I hate this. So I thought you were going to suck. I don't like it anymore.
I thought I was going to suck, too.
Whatever. Ah, dude.
I'm actually impressed with myself.
I know. Me, too. I hate it. Be back for no BS. Hey.